It's been 6 months since the US withdrew its troops from Afghanistan and the Taliban took control of the country after 20 years of occupation. The international community were concerned this move would affect Afghan citizens and the progress of human rights in the country, especially with women. Now Afghanistan is struggling economically and more than 100,000 children may die from malnutrition in the next 6 months, according to World Vision Australia. I ask World Vision Australia's Senior Policy Lead Conflict and Fragility, Nadine Haddad, what's the situation there in Afghanistan?
I think the situation is quite dire. 6 months ago, we, as NGOs, World Vision, we have been warning about a catastrophic fallout in Afghanistan. And right now, we are living in the midst of it. And I've been a humanitarian. I've been to really some of the worst crises and conflicts around the world. But I've never seen anything like the vast and fast deterioration like I have in Afghanistan. And currently we're looking at 23 million people who are insecure. That means 23 million people, almost the entire population of Australia, don't know when the next meal is coming from, let alone if a meal is coming. And moreover, what is of great concern is the 1.1 million children who are at risk of extreme and severe malnutrition.
Well, that's very impressive and very shocking. So what's World Vision staff there telling you about the situation?
With the severity of the situation, it is important to understand that actually everyone, every single person is impacted. That does include our staff. The only difference is that our staff have a salary, while the majority of families and people living in Afghanistan, they don't even have access to the bank accounts. For those who did have a few savings in the bank accounts, they can't even access that because there's not enough cash. There's not enough liquidity in the system. I mean, since the Taliban takeover, there has been over $9.5 billion in Afghan Central Reserve that has been withheld. I mean, mainly they are in the US, but that has led to a rapid freefall or an economic collapse in the country. What that means in a day-to-day life is that families are using whatever they can, selling whatever possessions they have in their homes, just to get one more day, just to be able to feed their children one more day. For the majority of them, and I mean the majority of them, they don't know if they can afford a meal.
What would World Vision like to see from the international community to aid Afghanistan, and particularly Australia?
There's a lot the international community can do. I think first and foremost, I'd like to reiterate that at the moment, 40 million people are suffering in Afghanistan. These are the same 40 million people that, you know, Australia and the West have promised to protect the last 20 years. So they are the same people. But right now they're suffering. So what we need to do is, you know, a couple of things, 2 points I can talk to. One is we need to see the international community, specifically Australia, rise up to the escalating needs and commit funding. Right now, one of the biggest obstacles, and that was the UN Security Council sanctions, has been lifted, which means NGOs like World Vision are able to respond and provide life-saving interventions and programs. But what we need is for countries like Australia to rise up and, you know, show the generosity, show the leadership when it comes to responding to humanitarian crises and commit funding to it. Specifically, we want the Australian government to commit $100 million in humanitarian assistance per year, with at least $30 million dedicated to food security. Now, the other point that I think Australia can work with other like-minded donor countries is to collectively work with humanitarian agencies like World Vision to really analyze the economic and liquidity crisis and try to jointly find solutions. Money has to be injected into Afghanistan, and currently the sanctions against the country is the biggest factor to why people are suffering and why people are dying.
Now, there was an announcement by the Afghan-Australian Advocacy Network saying that Australia is considering to increase the humanitarian intake, you know, from Afghan citizens to around 4,500 to 5,000 people. What are your thoughts about this announcement?
One of the things that World Vision and the wider humanitarian sector in Australia have been calling for is for Australia to step up and increase its intake of Afghan resettlement places to 20,000 places. I think that towards the end of last year, the government has announced 15,000, but that is within the current program. With the escalation of the crises and the needs, this needs to be in addition to the current program. And we think this is an initial step where the government can step up and meet some of that escalating need. So if this is an initial first step towards adding additional places, then great, but definitely more needs to be done.
That was senior policy leading conflict and fragility from World Vision Australia, Narin Haddad.